USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting Director of National Intelligence Richard Grenell on Wednesday sent top Republican senators a list of former senior Obama administration officials who might have been involved in efforts to unmask former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, including former Vice President Joe Biden and President Barack Obama. President Trump at the White House reacts to the news.
Biden yesterday on Good Morning America being interviewed by one of your colleagues, George Stephanopoulos, and he said he knew nothing about anything. He has no idea. He knows nothing about anything. And then it gets released today that he was a big unmasker. So how do you know nothing if you're one of the unmaskers?
Speaking in Washington, D.C., Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is warning that the coronavirus pandemic could lead to a prolonged recession and weak recovery. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had, and he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this will be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Large pieces of a Chinese rocket launched earlier this month have crashed into the Atlantic Ocean, causing a close call for residents of two big U.S. cities. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Federal officials confirming that debris from the Chinese Long March 5B rocket, which was launched on May 5th, entered the Earth's atmosphere on Monday before it crashed off the west coast of Northwest Africa in an uncontrolled descent. Reports are, had it entered the atmosphere about 15 minutes sooner, it would have broken up over New York City. Already dealing with the pandemic and still affected by 9/11, the debris also passed over downtown Los Angeles a short time before it crashed.
Jeopardy is returning with new episodes on Monday. The hit game show has been suspended for almost 2 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. It will continue its 36th season with new shows and tournaments through mid-June. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk in your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Congressional Republicans are planning an investigation into the coronavirus outbreak. Examining how the World Health Organization and Chinese government responded to the pandemic from the outset, Republican Senator from Missouri Josh Hawley tells Fox News, "We need to get to the bottom of what China knew and when they knew it.
We need an investigation, and I've introduced legislation to stand up an investigation of the origins of this coronavirus. We know it started in Wuhan. We know the Chinese government is complicit. We need an investigation that will fix the damages, the level of damages that China owes this country, and then we'll penalize China and allow us to get the damages." And I would say this, I think that American citizens, including American states, ought to be able to sue China, and American courts ought to be able to seize Chinese assets to pay back the people, including everybody in this country who has suffered because of the lies of the Chinese government and the Communist Party. And if we want to give the president new authority to sanction China as part of that, I'm all for it.
A Dallas salon owner who was arrested for violating the state's coronavirus rules met with two women in Laredo, Texas, who were arrested for the same thing. Shelley Luther is praising the women for staying at work and doing customers' eyebrows and nails so they could provide for their families.
Don't ever apologize for working. Don't ever apologize. You are not a criminal. You did not deserve to be there. So don't ever apologize and you hold your head high.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.